It is so good to be in church. It's the first Sunday I've been here since March. I'm used to sitting in my kitchen looking at you on a screen, and it is so good to be with you. I want to start by taking you on a journey with me. So just imagine it's a glorious, sunny, early spring day. I'm on the A30 driving back from Bristol, where I've just done an exam I've been spending months and months preparing for. And I passed. All was pretty much well in my little world. Kids are happy, settled at school, work's going well. And the next thing on my things to worry about list, do we all have those lists? You know, the next thing to worry about list, the next thing was I was going to be talking at church in a few weeks' time. I was singing worship songs. I love to do that when I'm alone in the car. I'm sure lots of you do too. And you could say that I felt pretty peaceful. That was the 2nd of March. I was going to go through this morning without crying. And then just for a moment, let's go on another journey. I'm in the same car. It's the same sky. I'm going down the same road. I'm on the A30. This time I'm going a bit further west. I'm driving to West Cornwall Hospital to work a shift as an out-of-hours GP there. Only now all is not so well in my little world, or in fact nothing seems to be well in the world at all. In a few short weeks, so much has changed. I used to know how to do my job. Now guidelines are changing seemingly every hour. And would I make the right decisions? Would I see the right people? The children were no longer at school, but they were home alone because my husband was also at work. There was no school. But I was still singing worship songs and the words, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm, especially powerful to me. I wouldn't have described myself as peaceful then. In fact, I think I would actually use the word afraid. And so we come to our verse from this morning, from the end of Ephesians. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is praying for the church, and he ends this amazing letter in Ephesians with essentially his greatest wish for them. And he's not asking for joy and contentment, excitement in life, the things that maybe we would wish that he would be longing for, but peace. Peace, we all need it, don't we? It's something we pray for a lot. I was struck recently at a prayer meeting that I was in. We were all sharing different situations that we were going through. And I was struck by how often the thing that we prayed for each of us was peace. In situations that had already happened, so we couldn't change that situation, or situations that we felt maybe weren't going to change, what we longed for each other was peace. So what is peace? Nikki so helpfully unpacked the word grace for us in the Word on Wednesday last week. Really encourage you to listen to that if you haven't done yet, to watch it and find it on YouTube. And as she unpacked the word grace, I just want to take a few moments this morning to really consider what we mean by that word, peace. At home, I have a Bible that I call my clever Bible, where it's got some words underlined and that you can then find out what the actual Hebrew or Greek means. You can look them up in the back. It's quite clever. And so the word peace here in this verse is the Greek word, which I won't be able to pronounce, Eirene. Or Erien. And it's a state of untroubled, undisturbed well-being. Untroubled, undisturbed well-being. That sense of it is well with my soul. That peace of God that passes understanding that we read about in Philippians. And together with that peace of God, it also encompasses that peace with God that Jesus gives us. Through the work of Christ on the cross. And that peace comes from God, a supernatural peace. And we need to keep on asking God for it, for ourselves and for each other. And I've been reflecting a lot on the second part of this verse this week. So the verse again, it says, peace to the brothers and sisters and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Love with faith. So firstly, love. And the word, the clever Bible says, the underlined one, is that agape love. The love God has for us. The extravagant, wonderful love for us demonstrated in Jesus. And Paul talks about love several times in this, the book of Ephesians. If you've got a spare 20 minutes, I'd encourage you just to read through the whole book. It's amazing. And especially looking at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. And I'll just read that for you. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. God loves us. God loves you. God loves me. So simple. And I've wrestled with that a bit. Is this not too simple, Lord? But yet sometimes, actually no, often, it's so hard to grasp. Don't let us ever become hardened to the simple truth of that message. And then moving on to faith, so love with faith. Again, that word faith, it's not a word we use very often. What does it mean to have faith in someone? Do we ever think about it like that? We might talk about having faith in a friend, faith in a husband, faith in a doctor. And actually in this situation, it kind of means, doesn't it mean trust? Firmly relying trust. And I think the most helpful analogy I found when thinking about that this week is that of a young child with their parents, maybe a toddler just learning to walk. They have absolute faith and trust that their parents will be there for them, and they'll pick them up if they fall down. And going back to peace, essentially knowing that we're loved brings peace when we know we're loved unconditionally. And when we trust, that brings peace. The peace of ceasing from our own trying to work it all out, trying to understand everything, being able to trust in the rest of God. Being able to say, I'm not responsible for this. He is. And I can rest myself in him. I just want to very briefly take you on another journey. But this one is over 2,000 years ago. And we're not in a car this time. It's a boat. And I think the day probably started off with that great big sunshiny sky. I'm going to read it. It's from Mark 4. It's when Mark 4:35. That day, when evening came, actually it might not have been that sunny, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Now, just an aside, that can happen apparently in the Sea of Galilee. It can be completely calm. So it can be, you know, completely calm 1 minute, and then literally as if out of nowhere, a massive storm can come up that they didn't see coming. Isn't that what life's like sometimes? So they were... So that the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Now that's a familiar passage, I'm sure, to many of us. And I haven't got time. I'm not going to talk about that much more today. It's just a short talk. And I think it's really important for us this morning just to come back to simple sometimes. And I'm just kind of thinking, God, this is too simple. And I was asking the Lord, but how do we have peace? And he answered me, "Let faith rise in you to trust me. Know how much I love you, and that will give you peace. Even now, yes. Even with this, yes." And I don't know what's going on for you right now, around you, in your family, but hear the Lord say to you, "Let faith rise in you to trust me. Know how much I love you, and that will give you peace." So when you notice a lack of peace, and believe me, that will happen, let's turn to those two pillars of faith and love and ask ourselves, who do I trust? The one who can speak to the wind and the waves and they can be still. And do I need to hear again how much he loves me? I'm just going to end by reading our verse for today again. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.